Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Everyday Black History. Happy Friday to everyone out there. I hope you had a wonderful week, and now we can get ready to look forward to the weekend. Hopefully you having a wonderful day and have a wonderful evening plan to get the weekend started. But for now, we're going to talk about a little bit of Black history. And today on Everyday Black History, we're going to be highlighting a man by the name of Lewis Howard Latimer. And Lewis Latimer was an African-American inventor and draftsman. And he's actually one of the more well-known African-American inventors throughout history, as he's responsible for co-creating and receiving a patent for the carbon filament that's found in a light bulb. And he also was a draftsman for the telephone that was patented by Alexander Graham Bell. So he's a little more well-known throughout history for his contributions. And he invented many other things that we're going to cover on this episode of Everyday Black History. But he's more well-known than many of the people that we highlight here on Everyday Black History. But just to give a little background information on him, as we do with everyone who we highlight on Everyday Black History, he was born September 4th, 1848. In Chelsea, Massachusetts, the youngest of four children of Rebecca and George Latimer. And his parents, Rebecca and George, his dad, George, was a slave who was owned by a man, James B. Gray, of Virginia. And George Latimer, his dad, ran away to freedom in Boston, Massachusetts in October 1842, taking his wife, Rebecca, along with him, who had been the slave of another man. And it's interesting that when George Latimer's owner, James B. Gray, came to Boston to take him back to Virginia, it became a noted case in the movement for abolition of slavery, getting the involvement of notable abolitionists such as William Lloyd Garrison, just to name one. Eventually, enough funds were raised to buy George Latimer's freedom at the sum of $400, which was given to James B. Gray for George Latimer's freedom. Now, Lewis Latimer joined the U.S. Navy at the age of 15 on September 16, 1863, and he served as a landsman on the USS Massasoit. And after receiving an honorable discharge from the Navy in 1865, he gained employment as an office boy with a patent law firm by the name of Crosby, Halstead & Gold, with a salary of $3 per week. He learned how to use a set square, a ruler, and other tools, and after his boss recognized his talent for sketching patent drawings, he promoted him to the position of head draftsman, which earned him a salary of $20 a week by 1872. Now, as far as his family is concerned, he married Mary Wilson Lewis on November 15, 1873 in Fall River, Massachusetts, and the couple had two children, Emma Jeanette and Louise Rebecca. Emma Jeanette is interesting. She married George Norman, who became the first Black person hired as a high school teacher in the New York City public school system. So that's interesting right there. And they had two children, one of which became an administrative judge, and the other who was a social worker who served as the guardian for Lewis Latimer's legacy. So for 25 years, from 1903 until Lewis Latimer's death in 1928, the family lived out in East Flushing, Queens, New York, my hometown of New York. And they lived there for 25 years. And some 60 years after his death in 1928, they lived in a home in Holly Avenue. The home was moved from Holly Avenue to 137th Street in Flushing, Queens, which is about 1.4 miles away from its original location. But that's just some information on his family life, his wife, his kids, and things of that nature. Now, his technical work and his inventions, which were numerous, in 1874, he co-patented with Charles W. Brown an improved toilet system for railroad cars, which is called the water closet for railroad cars. In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell employed Lewis Latimer as a draftsman at the while he was a draftsman at Bell's patent law firm to draft the necessary drawings required to receive a patent for the telephone. In 1879, he moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut with his family. And he was hired there as an assistant manager and draftsman for the U.S. Electric Lighting Company, which is owned by a rival of Thomas Edison. And by back in 1861, he, along with Joseph Nichols, invented a light bulb with a carbon filament. And this was an improvement on Thomas Edison's original paper filament, which it would burn out quicker. They sold the patent to the U.S. Electric Company in 1881, Lewis Latimer received the second patent on January 17, 1882, for the process of manufacturing carbons, which is an improved method for the production of light bulb carbon filaments. The Edison Electric Light Company hired Latimer years after that in 1884 as a draftsman and as an expert witness in patent litigation on electric lights. While Lewis Latimer worked at the Edison Electric Light Company, he wrote the first book on electric lighting, Incandescent Electric Lighting, which came out in 1890, and he supervised the installation of public electric lights throughout cities such as New York, Philadelphia, Montreal, and London. And when that company was combined in 1892 with the Thomas Houston Electric Company to form General Electric, he continued to work in the legal department. And in 1911, he became a patent consultant to law firms. Now, Lewis Latimer's legacy is very well known. As we mentioned, he's one of the more well-known inventors throughout Black history. There's schools named after him all throughout the country, such as in Brooklyn and in Queens. There's an invention program at MIT that's named after him. He was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame for his work on electric filament manufacturing techniques. And there was even a church that he was a founding member of, the Unitarian Church. So his legacy lives on even to this day. There's also several patents that he received as well. A patent for water classes for railway cars, a patent for the electric lamp, a patent for the process of manufacturing carbons, a patent for a supporter for electric lamps, a patent for an apparatus for cooling and disinfecting, a patent for a locking rack for hats, coats, and umbrellas, and a patent for a lamp fixture. All these are on record for inventions that he created or made improvements to. So, as mentioned, his legacy is very strong because of his accomplishments and his contribution to not just Black culture and Black history, but just history as a whole. So, Lewis Latimer, we thank you for your contribution to Black history, Black culture, and just history in general, and we salute you for it. That concludes this episode of Everyday Black History. Please tune in as we'll be having more information and Black history that we'll be sharing here. Please check out my YouTube, Everyday Black History on YouTube. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, Everyday Black History. And you can check out the podcast on any platform where you can listen to podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. We're everywhere now. So just continue to support. I appreciate the support so far, and stay tuned for the next episode.